producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've been discussing intellectual property pretty much throughout the entire show, but you can bring up anything you want to discuss. 855-450-3733. We had started the show talking about Happy Birthday being overturned by the copyright on Happy Birthday. Being overturned by a federal judge, meaning that if you run a restaurant, you can now actually sing Happy Birthday to your clients. We'll get to some of the legal assessments of the case and what it means here in a moment, because this is a big case, and our toll-free number is, again, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, you have me, Ian.
And I'm Taryn P. Lupo.
What's that?
I was just going to say, I'm on Periscope if you want to watch behind the scenes.
Yeah, how do you do that?
The easiest way is to go. Ian, did you post it on the...
I haven't gotten to it yet. Twitter.com/Taryn Lupo. You'll see the live links right there.
And maybe we can drop it over at Facebook, so you just click a link.
Yeah, I'll put it over on our Facebook page here in a moment. But
my name's Mark.
Mark's here, too. Let's go first to John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, like Chicago won the Stanley Cup, and it's between Los Angeles. They won a few Stanley Cups, the powerhouses of the NHL. Are they going to do it again this year?
Brother, I have no idea. Your guess is as good as mine. I pay no attention to sports.
I wish them luck.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that actually matters to talk about?
Oh, come on.
We're talking about arenas here. Edmonton's got a brand new state-of-the-art arena they're building.
Who? Chicago or Edmonton?
Edmonton. Canada.
What's that cost?
The newest one. A lot of money. They got it from a businessman here, and they did it, though. And it's going to be quite fancy.
Hold on. How much are the taxpayers footing?
I don't know, but they've got it done, and it's already built, and I've seen it down there, and it's just, it's mega, though, you know. And Edmonton Oilers, they don't have a good team, but they seem to have a winning record in the preseason.
Now, what kind of team are we talking about? What's in Edmonton? Is it hockey?
Hockey and football.
And will the arena be used for both, or just
no,
just one?
No, just separately. The Edmonton Eskimos just have a regular arena, but some businessmen, they built it, and they've got it going. I've seen it down there. I've been down there.
Well, that is exciting. Thank you, John, for your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ian, I don't know a whole lot about sports, but usually my understanding is, aren't these stadiums basically a bunch of rich corporations who get the public to flip the bill to build the thing?
Generally, that's the way it goes. It's difficult to know specifically how it goes in each circumstance, but yeah. I mean, where are you going to build your stadium? Where are you going to take your major league sports team if they don't make you? If they don't give you a stadium? You know, you're in one city. They don't want to give you a stadium. Another city says, "Come here, we'll give you a stadium." Where do you want to play? I mean, well, you're going to want to go to that new city.
I remember, you know, it takes an enormous amount of space to build these things, and I remember when they did it in Atlanta, they used government domain, the eminent domain, and just cleared out some of the worst neighborhoods and built it's kind of a double move. They got rid of the hood.
Right. They destroyed the hood and turned it into a parking lot.
And they couldn't have done that without the government.
Yeah, absolutely. How would you do that in that circumstance?
Yeah, it's
very difficult.
I'm curious how many, you know, how many stadiums are built by a private individual with their own money that doesn't touch government money.
And why would they do that?
Stupid, I guess. It's bad business if someone else will pay for it.
It's bad business, because at this point, it's absolutely ludicrous to do that. If you're talking about at least football, I mean, obviously, if you're talking about the local soccer team or something, they got to take what they can get. But if you're talking about a National Football League, every one of these teams, there are other aspiring cities out there that would just love to have that team come on over, and they will go ahead and build a stadium for them. So therefore, the state the city at which the team currently resides needs to come pretty close to matching. Obviously, there's some costs inherent in moving for a team, but ultimately, you got to make that owner happy.
All right, so I did a little bit of digging here, and it appears that the Edmonton Arena is indeed tax funded. So these to me are issues that matter. I don't give a damn who wins your little game, one team versus the other. There's always going to be some other team playing another team, and somebody's going to win one year versus another year.
It's like war. You know, this group of millionaires beats that group of millionaires, and all of us pay.
Well, at least in Canada, or at least Edmonton, that's the case. Here's the story from the Calgary Herald, CalgaryHerald.com, with Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation officials pitching the imposition of a ticket tax to finance part of an $890 million stadium arena fieldhouse proposal. Calgarians may be wondering how it will work. For answers, one needs only to head up to Highway 2 to the provincial capital, where the City of Edmonton and the Edmonton Arena Corporation have utilized such means to design and construct a new $605 million hockey arena in the city's downtown core. This story, by the way, came from August of this year. The Herald asked City of Edmonton Downtown Arena Project Executive Director Rick Davis to explain how it works. Number one, what is a ticket tax, and how does it work in Edmonton? The ticket tax is actually a surcharge added to the top of the ticket price for the life of the party's 35-year agreement to cover the estimated $125 million cost of designing and constructing the arena. Now, how does it go from $125 million to $605
million? the wonders of government financial magic.
Either way, it's a lot of money. And let's see, it was created by a city bylaw and is collected on all tickets to all NHL and other events held in the facility, except those with a ticket price of $7 or less. Two, who collects the tax? The tax is collected by the Edmonton Arena Corporation and remitted to the city in the amount of $375,000 on a quarterly basis to repay the upfront $125 million the city borrowed to finance the facility's design and construction.
Okay.
Who sets the tax? The city manager approves the tax percentage, which is currently set at 7%, but the Edmonton Arena Corporation calculates how much it needs annually to cover its costs. If the EAC is short the required amount, it's required to make up the difference, but can keep any excess tax money that it collects. Boy, this sounds like a real mess. A clause in the deal enables the city to readjust the amount it receives quarterly to cover principal and cost of borrowing after 15 years if necessary. So it does sound like the city borrowed the money rather than implementing its own tax on everybody. So maybe actually not everyone in Edmonton is paying for this.
If the city borrowed the money, then the city has to pay it back.
But that's why they're implementing a tax on the tickets
okay.
in order to pay it back. So then in theory, only the people who actually go to the arena would have to pay the tax.
Okay.
So maybe it's not so bad as it initially seemed. What else does the tax cover, asks the article here. Since the city is responsible for maintaining the downtown arena structure, the tax provides the city an additional $1.5 million annually that goes into a reserve fund to cover future maintenance costs. And finally, who gets credit for the ticket tax contribution? The city of Edmonton contends the tax is a public contribution because it covers the amount borrowed by the city through a taxation structure imposed by a city bylaw and paid by the public. However, the EAC argues the ticket tax should actually count as its contribution because if not for the tax, it could charge more for the ticket and keep the additional revenue. So there you go. There's a little bit of information about the money behind this fancy new sports facility.
Well, fancy? It didn't sound that fancy. It only had $100
million. $605 million. It was $125 million was the amount the city borrowed to finance the design and the construction of it.
So what else is there besides design and construction?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, and then the city, after it gets paid back, I assume it just keeps getting paid and getting paid and getting paid.
Well, it's supposed to last for 35 years.
Oh, so I thought supposedly that they'd pay it back quick.
Supposedly they'll get rid of it after 35 years, but we all know how governments go.
Yeah, just a quick little change in a vote. No one will ever notice it. Buried in with something, billion other bills.
All things considered, this sounds like one of the least offensive city-involved stadium constructions.
It does sound that way.
More like a loan, really. Yeah.
But they are still using the government in order to finance their building of this arena. And as far as I'm concerned, if you can't afford to build your own damn arena, then you shouldn't be able to have an arena.
Just buy the one of the failed organization that built the last one.
And how many house owners did they force out of the way to build it?
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. We can talk about intellectual property or the 91-year-old woman who's being charged over 260,000 Auschwitz deaths. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, toll free, 855-450-3733. Happy birthday, finally legal to sing and perform in any circumstance. At least that's the way it sounds from the story over at the LA Times we opened this show with tonight. If you're just tuning in, maybe you don't know that happy birthday has for decades been heavily prosecuted by its copyright holder, or at least the company that thought they held the copyright on happy birthday to you. But in point of fact, according to the story at the LA Times, a judge in a federal court ruled that no evidence existed that the Summy Corporation, the original company to assert a copyright claim, ever legally obtained the rights to the Happy Birthday to You song from whomever wrote it, and nobody's really sure who that is. Ultimately, it was Warner who bought it from the Summy Corporation, who had sold it to the Birch Tree Group, and then Warner bought the Birch Tree Group entirely. So Warner, since 1988, has been vigorously pursuing anybody who would dare to sing happy birthday, including every restaurant who ever brought someone a free piece of cake. this is a ridiculous amount of enforcement on this very ancient song that was published originally as Good Morning to You, written by kindergarten teachers back in 1893. And here's more from the story from the LA Times, but I want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com. It's a great way to get some Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. Cryptocurrencies like that are available, and they're easy to get through ExpressCoin. In fact, it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to go through ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely help you at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app and use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Tuesday's ruling, that's yesterday, means that the song is now considered public work and is free for everyone to use without having fear to pay, without fear of having to pay for it, according to a statement from the plaintiff's attorneys. This from the LA Times. Jennifer Nelson, one of the filmmakers, the filmmaker plaintiffs and owner of Good Morning to You Productions, called the decision a great victory for musicians, artists, and people around the world who've waited decades for this. Robert Brunais, a George Washington University law professor who has extensively researched the copyright history of the song, says the ruling does not explicitly place Happy Birthday to You in the public domain, however. Brunais said on Tuesday night, it does leave open some questions. If the Hill Sisters, the original authors of Good Morning to You, which is the same musical content that backs Happy Birthday, didn't convey the rights to Summy Corporation, then is there someone else that might still own them? With Mildred Hill dead for nearly a century now, Brunais said, figuring out who owned the rights.
She won't be telling any tales.
Yeah, at this point, would be quite an interesting job. The plaintiff's attorneys have said they will move to qualify the lawsuit as a class action in an effort to recoup millions of dollars in licensing fees that Warner Chappell has collected on the tune over the years.
Wow. What about the companies that have gone out of business and sold this to them? So this is an interesting one, right? Like Warner bought it in, you said, 89?
88.
88. Prior to that, some company collected these fees and sold it off and whatever. No one's
those records can't exist anymore, right? I mean, who's going to hold on to all that?
Nobody's talking about recouping that money or any kind of, you know.
I mean, the judgment's going to go that far back, you think?
I don't know.
I had no idea it was going, like, it was completely reversing it. I thought that they meant from this point on they couldn't collect.
Well, I don't know what it means when they say here they're going to move to qualify the lawsuit as a class action. Does that mean there's another suit they'd have to file, or can you qualify a suit as class action after a decision's been made?
Well, if there's enough people who have basically the same suit, you can combine those suits into a class action.
But after a judge has made a ruling?
Well, this isn't the ruling on the case as much as it's a ruling on sort of whether the case could go forward or something,
right? You
might
be right about that. Well, the ruling is essentially opening up this this song for use, so... Yeah, I'm not sure about the legal details here. Mark Rifkin, one of Nelson's attorneys, said the plaintiffs will pursue Warner for royalties paid since at least 1988 and could also ask the company to repay royalties that have been collected all the way back to 1935. It's not clear how much money that could entail.
I don't see why Warner would be responsible for that. They didn't pay for it.
I assume when they bought the rights, it comes with it, doesn't
it? Yeah, if you buy a company, don't you take on the liability?
Don't you take on the liability? Yeah.
This is intellectual property. It's not a company.
I imagine that at some point it'll be limited, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the rest of this pans out. A third of the profits from licensing the song still go to a designated charity of the Hill family, the Association for Childhood Education International, which promotes global education efforts for children and the professional growth of educators. The association's 2012 nonprofit tax return, the most recent available, indicates that it received $754,000 in royalties. Warner could still appeal the judge's decision, but it will have to ask the judge to permit the appeal to go forward. The company has not indicated that it will do so.
I wonder if the charity has to give back all that money it's been getting every year.
Oh, no, we're not going to do it to a charity, you know.
I hope not. I mean, they should probably leave the charity alone, but who knows?
Who knows at this point? You're going to feel pretty burned if you paid tens of thousands of dollars and
I'd want it back.
Happy birthday in your movie.
Illegally. So there you go. That's the latest on the happy birthday story. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. In sort of a related story, the Telegraph over in the UK has a story about a woman who's 91 years old and is being charged with over 260,000 Auschwitz deaths. And I say this is related because this is old news, right? Like, this lady's 91. We're talking about something that happened, you know, generations ago in the late 30s and the early 40s here. She's being charged now, actually specifically 1944. She was a radio operator at the Nazi-run concentration camp from April through July. 91-year-old woman in Germany has been charged as an accessory to the murder of 260,000 people. The woman, who has not been named under German privacy laws, is accused of having served as a member of the SS at the concentration camp. The latest is the series, the latest in a series of attempts by German prosecutors to bring surviving Holocaust perpetrators to justice while there is still time. Now, look, I don't think. Obviously, I think the Holocaust is a horrible thing and it's atrocious, but we're talking about a different person, right? I mean, Mark, you went to prison for 9 years, 8 or 9 years, after you were age 17. You're now in your 40s. You've got a family. You've got a son. You've got a wife. You've got pigs. You know, you're a completely different man than you were at age 17. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I don't know this lady, but come on. How could you be the same person you were in 1944 as you are in 2015 today? Leave this poor old lady alone to die.
Yeah, I don't see any particular value in going after the lady. I mean, are you going to make people whole?
Because
it seems like people just want to beat this drum, you know,
there's
further
probably
and further.
Not even survivors that can prosecute her. It's probably like
there
somebody's family.
No, there are a few survivors. They had a case that was just last month, and I imagine this case is based to some extent on that case, where it was a guy who, I think he was an accountant of some sort.
The bookkeeper of Auschwitz.
The bookkeeper of
Oscar
Auschwitz.
Oscar Gröning.
Yep.
We'll
and they
continue.
Prosecuted him.
You can join us here. Maybe you think this lady should have the book thrown at her and locked into the clink until she dies. I don't get it. 855-450-FREE. Please explain this to me. 855-450-3733.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing a revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe you think this 91-year-old former Nazi, and maybe she still is a Nazi, I don't know. I would hope not. You'd hope people would move on and, you know, change their mind about the mistakes they made in the past. We don't actually know who this lady is. She's being prosecuted in Germany now. They won't release her name due to German privacy laws, which is unusual because here in the United States, if somebody's being prosecuted, their name's plastered everywhere. There's no privacy unless you're under the age of 18. But if you think this lady should be prosecuted for the being an accessory to the murder of people at Auschwitz, I want to hear from you because I don't think she should. And that's not because I support what happened in Nazi Germany. I certainly don't.
That's how people that that want to see this lady prosecuted would be happy to paint you. Is essentially, you either want to see this lady prosecuted or you want to see every Jew on the planet dead. And
well,
speaking
ridiculous.
As a Jew, that's a bunch of frickin' hyperbole put out by people who just don't want to have a conversation.
So you can call in.
The question I would have is that how long – I don't want to know about statute of limitations. I can read the law. I don't need you to tell me about it. But how long is somebody sort of morally culpable of things?
How long is somebody the same somebody that they were whenever it was that whatever it did, they did happened?
And, I mean, obviously there's different situations. In the case of this lady, she's a – how old was she? 18?
She's very young. I'd have like to do the math. I'm not sure.
She was a young woman who joined the SS, which was the up-and-coming political organization at the time. That's what the patriotic people decided to do. You know, all she was doing was what she was told was the right thing to do.
What would happen if you didn't do what you were told to do in Nazi Germany? I suspect it wouldn't be
good things. I don't think you had to join the SS.
Okay.
Joining the SS is something a bit more. That's kind of like the pages in the Republican and Democratic Party.
I got
you. Go up there and, but, I mean, you know, she wanted to have some kind of career. This was a way to do it.
I imagine also it was a popular thing to do back in the day, you know, to join the SS, and then you really didn't realize what you'd gotten yourself into until it got a little too late, and then what do you do?
Yeah, and how many of them actually knew the horrors that were going on?
She was at Auschwitz.
She was there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not claiming she didn't know, but maybe she didn't. Right, she was the radio operator. Does that mean she was nearby when they were setting people ablaze or executing them? I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that either.
And to me, it doesn't matter because it's... God, how many years has it been?
Seven years, 60 years? If you're a victim or your family was, I mean, those people are not going to let it go. They're going to want justice 60 years later.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear from somebody who thinks this lady should be prosecuted, age 91. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here we are in 2015, and the German government is spending their time and taxpayer dollars doing this stuff. Jim is in Phoenix. You're listening via TuneIn. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark.
Hey, Terrence. If someone burned the studio down with you in it right now, let's say your children were watching, and 80 years later they caught the dude, should he be forgiven?
Hey, man, I'm on your side on that. I didn't
it's
say
easy
they should.
Question, yes. Yes.
So you think they should go after this lady?
I think, yeah, if someone burned my family down, I'd have a hard time forgiving
it. So you think they should go after this lady?
I do.
Not the pothead dirtbag that would remember, but the very first point I ever made on my very first call, Free Talk Live, so-called, was in reference to Auschwitz was not closed down by potheads carrying flowers and saying peace, love, and understanding.
It was shut down essentially by accident, right? Like the United States military didn't go into Germany to rescue Jews.
No, the Russians closed down Auschwitz, and then they reopened it a month later as a prisoner of war camp for their own return.
Fine. It doesn't matter to me which side managed to get that particular camp.
It matters to me, Mark, because my dad was old enough to be I love, by the way, you're just following orders defense for the people that committed the mass murder. It was a mass murder factory that the woman that worked at knew what was going on, and she knew that she was answerable to justice for her entire life, that she got to live in peace and freedom, no thanks to the U.S. Army, by the way.
Well, wait, what exactly was a war crime about these things? Because many people have argued that the Nuremberg trials were essentially illegitimate. Now, look, I don't think any of these things these people did were good.
Question?
I assume, if you don't want to answer mine, just go ahead and ask me one.
When you say many people, can we keep the debate between me and you and don't make these bring these arguments from the outside about many people?
Okay. So, well, my debate would be that at some point or another, it becomes just disgusting to keep on chasing after geriatrics that can not even control their bowels.
Parents.
Yeah.
Burns Mark and you and Ian to death. Then it will be disgusting if 80 years let go if they're caught.
No, I'm actually kind of agreeing with you on this because I really feel that it's up to the victims. It's up to the victims if they want to let it go and say it's been 50 years. Okay, I have no pony in this race.
I don't think the victims are making a decision in this case. It's the German government doing it.
No, I think it should be.
It's never been up to the victims.
It needs to be. That's the way I would handle it is, you know, the families that were actually hurt would be the ones that decide. If they say, hey, let it go, it's been 50 years, then that's fine.
But you're saying don't let it go.
I'm saying it should be decided by the
family. But you are saying that this should go on.
I kind of feel
if you were the family member, you would say, put this old lady in a prison cell.
If someone burned down and killed my family, I'd still want justice if they're 90 years old.
What if, but this lady is a radio operator, right? Like, she didn't kill anybody. This is the argument.
She's an accessory, they're claiming. Accessory to murder. By operating the radio, she assisted in the murder of these people.
What about the people that drove? What about the people that baked the bread so that she could eat, so that she could then operate the radio so that somebody or another somewhere down the
line... Presumably the chef
executed.
Would also be an accessory.
Like, who you know, you can't just kill off everybody that was in Germany from up till 1945. So I don't know who it is, and this is why the bookkeeper of Auschwitz was an important case, because now you're going to see a whole bunch of these. Essentially, every living 90-year-old that wore an SS uniform is now going to be brought up.
It's a tough thing, because I wish it was black and white, and it's not. That'd be like saying, you know what, all of you have paid taxes at some point, and that tax money's used now to drone children and murder them. So you're culpable.
Should the people who built the ovens also be culpable?
That's what I'm saying. How far does it go back? How soon is it? I mean, are you culpable if you pay taxes that you bought bombs and that we're dropping on brown people now?
At this point in World War One, there was the Armenian massacre that went on, and they can't get Turkey, a country that no one is alive in that even participated in this situation. They can't get them to admit that this occurred, so they can't even get them to say, I'm sorry our dads did this to you, or our granddads did this to you. And I'd ask you this, what if in this weird situation occurs and tomorrow somehow the Japanese government takes over the U.S. government? Don't act like the United States government hasn't taken other places' governments, so it could certainly, I suppose, it happen in an alternative future. What if they wanted to prosecute everybody who was involved in dropping A-bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima? What if they wanted to do that?
That's a great question.
Because this is, lots of innocent people were killed. You know, many, many innocent people were killed. Now, suddenly, when everybody's feeling all indignant about, hey, let's go after the SS lady who's 91, what are they going to think about Americans being prosecuted for dropping bombs on Nagasaki? You can decide that it was necessary or not necessary, but consider that the Nazis weren't trying to kill Jews initially. Initially, what they wanted to do was get them out of the country, but no other countries would let them do it.
The U.S. turned around the ship of the damned. Probably
a whole bunch of countries did it. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that this makes it okay. It's not okay to murder people. It's not okay. But I would ask you, you need to look back at the times and what was important. I don't think it was okay to drop an A-bomb on Japan.
That's a war crime.
But it doesn't change the fact that I don't think it's worth prosecuting anybody over it. Yeah. So I am being consistent. I am not calling for the head of the person who flew the Enola Gay. I am simply saying that at some point or another, you have to put things aside and heal.
Somebody loaded those bombs on that airplane, too.
What about all
them? People.
What about everybody who was in the Air Force?
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to share your thoughts in the remaining moments.
What about the radio operator?
You have time. Because that's what this lady did. She was the radio operator at Auschwitz. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We have time for you to join us if you dial in toll-free right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a 91-year-old woman, they won't say what her name is being prosecuted in Germany for working at Auschwitz as a radio operator. Here, decades upon decades, generations upon generations later, is this appropriate? Our toll-free number, 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. It's coming up October 30th through November 1st. It's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire during the fall. Might be a little chilly, but there was actually one Keenvention where it was actually like T-shirt weather during the day. So you never know really what you're going to get up here in November during that time of year, but it will be a pretty time to come up. It's just past peak, so it's not the optimal peak leaf peeping season, but you'll still see some pretty colors, I think, while you're here typically during Keenvention. Of course, the scenery isn't the only reason to come up. It's to see the activists, to meet the people that you hear about on the show. Many of the voices that you hear on the show. Taryn, you're going to be heading up the New Movers panel this year.
I will be there. I'm very excited. It's my first time I've been to a Keenvention.
Yeah, and basically your panel is going to focus on people who've moved to New Hampshire, mostly as part of the Free State Project. I think all of them are Free State Project early movers. People who've moved here within the last year, and what's it like? You know, what's that experience like for people coming here? You were a long time coming, having been visiting here for like a decade before finally moving. Others, not so much. There's one guy who, I don't know if he's on your panel, but there's one guy I know who, you know, found the Free State Project and decided to pick up his life and move within a month. So everybody's got a different story to tell, and you've got about, I think, four panelists on your panel, plus you. And that'll be one of the 11 different panels that we're going to be having, covering all kinds of different activism, from getting active at the State House, the political process. We've got the legislative panel and the political action panel, so two sort of politically minded panels this year. There's the Cop Block panel, the old school panel, which will kind of be a counter to your panel, Karen. So we've got a bunch of people who've been here for several years or more, close to 10 years, who are going to be on the old school panel. So it'll be a lot of different perspectives on the activism scene here in New Hampshire. And if you're new to the show, then you may not know that the reason we're here is the Free State Project, the idea of focusing our liberty activists in one place, having people who care about freedom move to one geographic location and get active. Turns out that really works. Like, proof of concept, it's happening here. And Keenvention focuses on some of the activism that's gone on over the last year. We'll have some keynote speakers, including Chris Reitman, an Oath Keeper, who made headlines this year for heading up one of the guards outside of the recruiting center, the military recruiting center here that made a lot of headlines earlier this year. He's going to be speaking. Great activist. Lots of different things happening at Keenvention. Plus, you'll get out of the hotel, and you'll be able to go and do some activism in town here in Keene. So you can go cop blocking in the evening hours if you prefer to get out and do something activist-like. Or you can go and do there's a bonfire on Friday night, which is going to be a lot of fun, and then the Halloween costume dance party on Saturday night. So there's a lot to do at Keenvention. You can come and join us October 30th through November 1st. It's all of $60 and get you in for the entire weekend. You cannot find a hotel convention for a weekend that is that affordable anywhere. Keenvention.info. You can also pay for your tickets with Bitcoin. Keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Alan is on the line in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Alan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
And I appreciate the fervor with which you espouse freedom, and I share that.
Thank you.
I'm a little concerned about what seems to be a bit of moral bankruptcy, though. Is there a statute of limitations on murder or accessory to murder? I don't know German law. I know we have our laws here, is my first comment.
Well, I wouldn't.
This
isn't about the statute of limitations. This is about sort of a. This is talking about really.
Is she culpable or not?
Did she kill anybody?
Hey, pardon me?
She didn't kill anybody.
She had a hand in killing people, did she not?
Well,
she was communicating commands from Hitler to Auschwitz to. Are you telling me that as a radio operator, she didn't know what was going on?
I don't know precisely if she knows what's going on, but let's say that she had a rough picture. That seems like a fair thing to say.
Okay. Secondly, if you're going to draw the parallel between Auschwitz and Hiroshima, the motivation of Germans in Auschwitz, you conveniently say, was they wanted to get rid of Jews, but they didn't have anywhere to send them. So, okay, let's kill them. Well, the motivation in Hiroshima was the flagship of the United States Navy, the carrier of the United States Navy, had been hit by two kamikaze planes. That we had just been through Iwo Jima and Okinawa, losing hundreds, not thousands, of soldiers. And so our government made a decision that if we don't do something drastic, we will continue to lose thousands and thousands of soldiers, okay?
However, that's the story we're told.
That's the story I'm told, really? You're not a student of history?
Well, I think that there's something you're leaving out that's really important is the Japanese government attempted to sue for peace on a couple of occasions, certainly through Russia.
They were sending kamikaze bombers in.
Sure, they were fighting, as were other, as was the United States. It was a war.
Nobody had ever fought that way before you. Nobody had ever sacrificed their own lives in such a heinous way to. In any sort of war effort up until that point, and it terrified the U.S., and it terrified the citizens.
So mass murder is the appropriate response to that?
They were committing mass murder to begin with.
Not the people of Japan. The military people were killing people, but the people in Japan weren't doing that.
There is military strategy where you have to win the war.
So you would, if Japan drops some nuclear weapons on the United States in the same circumstances, you'd be fine with that, huh?
That's the problem in 21st century America. Everybody thinks that there's war can be won without collateral damage. War, by definition, is war, and collateral damage is going to happen.
My understanding was I thought the Japanese tried to surrender twice, and they just wanted to use the bomb to drive a point home
to Russia.
To Russia.
But that's the alternate theory here.
Well, that's a rewriting of history.
Well, that's what you're saying. Well, hold on. Remember, history's written by winners. So rewriting is going to be necessary in order to get the truth. I don't know the answer. However, I am somewhat skeptical.
The Russians are rewriting history now?
Okay, well, listen, my understanding of the concentration camps is that the Jewish concentration camps was that they were used for labor and that they only began doing the final solution situation because they saw
the killing. You mean the killing?
I'm not scared of saying it. They were murdering Jews, masses, millions of Jews. Now that I've said it, can I go on? So that they were murdering millions of Jews in order to not have to release them because they knew that that was going to be bad for them. That was a strategic.
Why would that be bad for them?
Because they would kill them. The Jews would turn sides and then take sides of the Allies, turn over whatever information they had, join up with guns and attempt to kill the Germans. So it was a strategic move on their part, killing them. Now that it's strategic, does that make the killing of millions of Jews okay to you?
If that was a strategic move, then what's wrong with the strategic move at Hiroshima?
I'm asking you, because you're claiming that it's because it's a strategic move to kill civilians.
He's not saying it was okay. Mark, you're not saying it was okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying you're saying the killing of Jews is, killing of Japanese civilians is okay.
The Jews were not a nation and the Jews were not an army. All right, you're presupposing that they somehow could have risen up. Are you kidding? They walked like sheep to the train with stars on their jackets.
They had no
intention of fighting.
I think the concern of the Germans was that if a camp of Jews was captured, that those Jews could then be armed by the Allies and used as additional troops against them.
Hmm. Thanks, Alan,
for your call. Okay. I don't think any
German,
of this excuses any of that.
About that? If I'm a German, I have a final solution for that potential rebellion. That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm claiming, that they, a good portion of the reason they did that.
Justify that.
No, it does not justify it. I'm not justifying any of this.
You're the one who's justifying mass murder.
I told you, Ian, as soon as you say that the radio operator lady should be let go, that you want to see every Jew on the planet be murdered. But that is the only argument that people will make in the opposite direction.
Look, Alan's the only one arguing for murder here. You're the one justifying killing innocent people.
I'm absolutely arguing for collateral damage.
That's murder, sir. Necessary. It's murder.
Okay.
Right. No, hold on. You can't call it collateral damage. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it the murder of women and children and innocent Japanese men.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
That was the point he was making when I said the final solution. He didn't want to let me go on it.
Well, it's not murder when the U.S. government does it, according to him. Thanks, Alan, for the call tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Check out Taran on his website, taranlupo.com, and subscribe to him on the Twitter as well.
The tweet.
See you tomorrow.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.